streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Power a house full of devices with gig speed Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Can your internet do that? Now through March 7th, ask how to get a special offer of $200 back when you get gig speed internet, or get started with Xfinity internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New Connect internet 50 megabits customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig internet and XFi gateway. Actual speeds vary.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Volume.
The Three and Out podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to bet every moment more than with FanDuel. With football ending, we have the NBA rolling, March Madness right around the corner, and my personal favorite, betting on the PGA Tour. I cannot recommend it enough. You get winnings fast, and winnings are also delivered in under 2 hours. It's a fun to combine multiple bets from the same game parlay, no big deal, NBA, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, that would be what I would do. If you are new, just download the FanDuel app. To get started now, sign up with promo code Colin so they know we sent you. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, Three It Out podcast. That's the show. That's me. Sunday night, so you're probably listening to this on a Monday morning, afternoon, day. Who knows? You know, we're about basically a month. If you're listening to this on March 28th, we are officially a month away from the National Football League's draft. So that's coming right down the pipe, not too far away. This week we have the owners' meetings. I'll dive into that a little bit. Off the top, some thoughts on just Deshaun Watson and everything that was Friday, and that debacle of a press conference. And then just a couple thoughts on some of the veteran players that are still out and about. And there was a story today of the Panthers, or on the Panthers, that made me perk up a little bit, a little weird. We'll have shows all week. We'll have another big show Tuesday. We'll have a big Go Low podcast on Wednesday. And obviously the Masters is a week away. Another podcast Friday. Obviously the weekend mailbag. I'll do a little bit mailbag as well. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide up in those DMs. We'll do it for Tuesday's podcast. Also subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends. The Three and Out, I have a separate feed. If you listen through Colin's feed, I would greatly appreciate that. And hope everyone's doing well. Hopefully you had a good weekend. And, you know, you're not having a case of the Mondays, enjoying life, enjoying work, enjoying your family, and are happy and healthy. But let's dive into something that's not necessarily happy and healthy. And that's what happened on Friday, a press conference with two Ivy League guys, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and Deshaun Watson, who was, you know, finally traded from the Houston Texans, whatever, a while back. But they officially announced it. And my number one take was, I don't think there's necessarily rules saying that there's a date and a time that you have to do this. I don't know why they had a press conference. Because I saw a lot of people reacting that it's a disaster. I don't know how it wasn't going to be a disaster. Because, there was only one thing the fans, and, you know, we're thinking that the media was going to ask. And here's the thing. The media takes a lot of shit. And I think politically it's deserved because the media, like, picks sides. Like, the politicians give a shit about them. Where in these situations,
the media members just independently are asking questions that every human being is thinking. There's not an agenda. There is just the elephant in the room. No one's on a team. If anything, they're anti the establishment. And they're just asking normal questions about the accusers, to the general manager and the head coach, why they did this, why they guaranteed so much money. Literally what we're all thinking. And to me, it was healthy. It was actually the most healthy press conference of like, you know, this is how the media used to be the majority of my life in all walks of life. When the media just represents being inquisitive, being curious, being what the fuck is going on here? And that's what was going on. But I was not shocked to see, one, they were going to be quote unquote defensive. They were going to say, they weren't going to be like, yeah, we don't actually know that much. You know, we're taking a pretty big flyer here. They were going to say the PC line, which we believe we're making the right decision. We made educated guesses. We did all the research. You and I could have wrote out what they were going to say. Now, it's a tougher spot for Deshaun Watson, right? I'm not a legal analyst. I'm just a Cal Poly grad. If I ever got in legal trouble, luckily I've avoided that. My up to 37 years old, I would have to get a lawyer because I got no clue what's going on. There are certain legalities. I said this all the time. If someone accused me of sexual assault, rape, whatever the most heinous crimes are that can possibly be committed, pedophilia, you name it. There is no way under any circumstances I think I could listen to my lawyer if I was innocent to keep my mouth shut. I couldn't do it. I'm not wired like that. I can't do it. But in defense of Deshaun Watson, every single lawyer, my entire life watching these cases and everyone listening to the same thing, they tell their clients, do not say shit. Keep your mouth shut. That is just the legal, operation, the way these situations are treated. So he gets up there. He's not going to be able to say anything besides, I've never touched a woman. I've never broken the law. This is, the truth's going to come out. I don't plan on settling. Kind of the same things that he essentially has been reiterating behind the scenes to these media members, the national guys, over the last year, right? So we didn't learn anything new. Two, one thing we know is like, one issue I had is Deshaun basically said he did not come to Cleveland for the money. Bullshit. Well, sometimes in life, we need to call a spade. Like, ultimately, this was a massive money grab for you and your agent. There's nothing wrong with that. This is a private sector. You can try to make as much money as you can, and ultimately, you did. You got a historic contract. But do not look at everyone, if you're going to do this press conference, and we're all going to pay attention to what's being said, and act like the money didn't matter. Because I still, for the life of me, I was talking to a buddy in the league over this weekend, and I was like, you know what's crazy? The craziest thing about this to me is he literally just got a pretty massive contract for the Houston Texans. And I just wonder, like, did he demand a trade strictly because he didn't want to be with the Houston Texans or because he was running away from these problems and wasn't able to see the big picture? Like, bro, just because you asked for a trade doesn't mean these problems aren't going to follow you even if you were traded before this got out. And two, like, you weren't going to accept a trade on your previous contract, which was massive, paying you $35 million a year for years. It was all about the money. Why can't anyone just say that? Why are we so offended by it? Like, yeah, I did it for the money. No shit. Like, I always get this like, oh, the capitalistic greed of the corporate greed. Yeah, corporations, they're trying to make money. That's their goal. Like Elizabeth Warren, that's the way the private sector works. Their goal is to make as much profit as possible. They're not a school district here. They're not the government. That literally their job to their shareholders is to generate money. Just like all these people, every agent's job is to get their client in any industry, but I think the industries that are most famous for having agents, right, would be like Hollywood and pro sports, is to get their clients, especially football, which is a lot different than basketball where the numbers are kind of set. In football, the difference between $10, $20 million guaranteed is a really big deal, but this was a huge money grab. And ultimately, they needed someone to capitulate. The Panthers, Dave Tepper, who has an unlimited amount of money, said, no, we're not paying you that much money. I heard Peter King on his podcast say that he talked to someone that was involved in these talks that are like, after seeing that contract, I'm glad we kind of were told you're not an option. Because we were, in a million years, we never would have paid that. And like I've been saying over the last week for the Browns, like I think it's insane that they did it. But it also speaks to the desperation to get a quarterback in your building. If it costs you $200, he got, you know, what, $70 million, $80 million more than Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs. This guy hadn't played in a year. He's going to get suspended and got $80 million more guaranteed. You know, Deshaun, it was just an absolute shit show. Props to the just, it was refreshing to just see the media doing their job, which I really think, and listen, I'm not trying to just hammer on the media all the time, but it does feel like they've lost their way as a group a little bit. And that one was just like, yeah, this is old school. Tough questions need to be asked. This is a bizarre situation. Let's sit down and ask some big boy questions. And they kept coming fast and furious. And, you know, they weren't going to have answers. And they didn't. And it was a bad look. And of course, you know, everyone's like, I can't believe that the owner wasn't there. Of course the owner wasn't there. You know why? Like, these guys, Jimmy Haslam stole from the truckers. You know, this guy, who do you think Jimmy Haslam is? Like, you think he was going to be there taking those bow and arrows? He later did it with his wife over Zoom. Like, what a cop out. Like, yeah, I mean, he's a coward when it comes to this type of stuff. Made his GM and the GM. And then he said that we made this acquisition because of the coach and the general manager. No way, Jimmy. You had to sign off. You're the guy writing the checks. Your name is on the bottom of every single dollar that comes out of here. You okayed the $230 million. That's you. So this is, you are responsible as well as those two guys. I just hate how some of these things become so disingenuous, but that's just the world we live in. But God, I mean, this, what a wild situation. I mean, we have clarity, kind of. I mean, he's still fighting these cases, and eventually, you know, I guess he'll get suspended. But, you know, we still got a ways to go on that.
FanDuel Sportsbook NBA Same Game Parlay. What is it? Gives you a chance to turn a small bet into a big payday. It's my favorite. Choose any NBA game, anyone. Combine multiple bets within the game. How many three-pointers made, who the leading scorer is going to be, and more into one wager for bigger wins. $10 can become a lot of money. Monday, I like the Raptors over the Celtics, Pascal Siakam to go over his projected point total. Make the mid-season feel like the playoffs on FanDuel Sportsbook. Get paid fast. If you're a new customer, you can bet $5 and get $150 in site credit instantly guaranteed. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up. Promo code is always Colin to get this deal, C-O-L-I-N, to bet the NBA today. 21 plus and present.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Your lips can do a whole lot more than kiss. Your lips express love and speak your truth. Plump your lips with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC for natural-looking results that are completely and uniquely you. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there is a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, another topic that I've seen is like these veteran players that haven't signed yet. just to name a few, like the Honey Badger, Bobby Wagner, Julio Jones. And I say it all the time, money's all relative. At one point in time, $100 a lot to you. At one point in time, $1,000 can be a lot, $10,000, whatever the money is, right? Money, if you keep making more, you become less, you know, you get used to not just a certain lifestyle, but a certain amount of cash coming your way. And I think when you get to these guys' levels, right, if you are used to making, let's just use real world terms. Let's say you make, you know, 50, 60 grand, then you get a new job and it goes extremely well and you start making $150,000 for five straight years. And you live in the Midwest, you're crushing it, you're making a lot of cash, some bonuses, you're making over 150 every single year. It would not be easy to just transition back to making $60,000. You would be used to making $150,000. Unless you're like some elite financial planner, your lifestyle would just change. It just would. It's human nature. You would upgrade a home. You might upgrade a car. You would just upgrade things. And you would be used to a new lifestyle. Now, the difference is these normal people wages, right, are a lot different than ultimately you can easily live on $2 or $3 million, right? But if you're getting offered $2 million, let's say if you're the Honey Badger, Julio Jones, or Bobby Wagner, with incentive-laced deals, I'm just picking that number. They could be getting offered way more. They've been used to making $12, $13 million. In Julio's case, $16, $17, $18 million. Bobby Wagner was scheduled to make $20 million. For the first time in their life, they've been told, I guess Honey Badger has been cut before, but Julio and Bobby Wagner, up until even last year, like Julio wanted out, they traded him. Bobby Wagner's played for one team his whole life. I was watching this thing on YouTube about Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan had really interesting perspective. He's like, you know, as a starting quarterback, and obviously I'm making a lot of money. He didn't necessarily say that, but I was thinking that. I've always tried to be empathetic toward the players that get cut, right? Every year you see all the guys get cut at training camp. Every year, or just like every other year, you see guys, you know, historic players on our squad, like a Roddy White, right? Julio Jones gets traded. Tony Gonzalez retires. Like, the movement in the league is natural. It's always going to happen before I got here. It's going to happen after I get here. But for the first time in my career, I was told, hey, if we get Deshaun Watson, we're going to replace you. So before Matt Ryan, the whole trade thing happened, he was told by the Atlanta Falcons, if they get Deshaun Watson, they were going to replace him. And he's like, most guys get told that. I'm lucky enough that the first time anyone ever said that to me in my NFL career was year 14. And I think when you look at the Honey Badger, who's gone from team to team, been a team captain, and been awesome now for the last 3 years on one of the best teams in the league, he's finding, you know, his market is not nearly what he thought. Bobby Wagner, again, has been used to making huge money. Older player, trending down. I bet it's a little humbling. Julio Jones has made enormous cash from the moment he was drafted in the top seven picks. He has never not been a highly compensated guy. And now probably teams are looking at him like, will you play for $1 million? And we'll incentivize it up to seven or eight? It's got to be a humbling feeling. And again, money is all relative. Just put whatever that number would be for you. You know, whatever you're making now, quadruple that in your head. If you're making 100 grand now, think about making $400,000. And then think about making that for 5 or 6 years. And then imagine, it's the great part about society, right? Unless a recession hits or whatever, if you start doing a good job at a certain company and you start making a lot of money, you can maintain making that much money as long as that company doesn't go under and business keeps going well for a while. With pro sports, it's very dependent on how you're playing. And obviously, age plays a huge role in that. And I think you see it every single year that the reason these quote-unquote names wait a little while is because they're getting a little humble pie from a financial perspective. Like, teams would want the Honey Badger. Teams would want Bobby Wagner at the right price. And for a large period of time, they were used to being paid a premium. And those premiums are no longer offered anymore. And that's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles in the businesses, the NFL, because, you know, 30 for a lot of these positions, right, is viewed as old when you've been in the league 8-9 years, which in normal people jobs, like 30, you got, you know, I'm 37. I don't even, I think my prime will be like in my 50s. You know, I'm not even sniffing it. But as a pro athlete, like the Honey Badger, Bobby Wagner, that arrow's pointing down. I get asked, you know, just given that I have podcasts and, you know, I don't even consider myself a public figure, but obviously people listen. And because of this podcast, a lot of people listen, which is really cool. And I feel very fortunate to have Colin behind me and being able to do this. Is I get a lot of questions, and because I promote DMs and my email address, like I get a lot of younger people in like college asking for advice, right? And a lot of it sometimes like how to become a scout or how do I get into podcasting or how do I get into sports, you know, pretty basic questions. But every once in a while I get like, hey, I'm starting this podcast or I'm starting this. How do we land some business? And the best advice I've ever gotten for either getting a job or trying to land a deal is to meet people in person. Right. And listen, I when I first got into podcasting and had to get my own advertising, I dominated. And when I say dominated, I was just relentless on direct messages. I spent probably a couple hours a day in 2017 and 18 just DMing companies and emailing companies and emailing people, the CEO of companies on LinkedIn. And that is great. And you got to do stuff like that. But the hit rate on that is very, very small. It was 5 years ago. It's even way smaller now. It's very, very difficult. It's essentially the new age of cold calling people, right? But there is nothing like getting in front of someone. You want to get some of the great stories about coaches standing in front of, you know, the head coaches. Like if you want to get a job at, I remember Jed Fish told the famous story about getting hired by Steve Spurrier when he was assistant coach, or I mean, just a student at the University of Florida. Every single day he would wait out in front of the guy's car. Every single day he'd put a note in front of the guy's car. Eventually Steve Spurrier's like, yeah, I'll give the guy a meeting. You can just wear people out when you show up at a certain business. I've done it here in the Bay Area with a local car dealership before. It ended up not working out, but we essentially had a business deal set and then something changed and it ultimately didn't affect. But the only reason I got it, because I just kept showing up. So when you want to get something, when you want to get hired by someone, when you want to attempt to get someone's business, show up in person eventually. Now you can start with an email, you can start with a DM, you can start with a LinkedIn message. But if you have the capabilities to show up in person, it is a game changer. Now, the person might not see you, show up the next day. There is nothing like it because things get done. I don't care how powerful Zoom is, how powerful Google Meets is, how powerful FaceTime is. There is nothing like, still to this day, even with as crazy as technology is, as being face-to-face with someone. It's just the most powerful medium we have for doing business. I believe that to my core, and I believe that's still true. It might not be true forever. Different generations, technology, it might change. But today, especially people older than you in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, who usually are doing the hiring, still is. So this week, the owners' meetings, right? It's why the combine is so powerful for the NFL. All the general managers have the other general managers' phone numbers in their phone. They can text them. They can email them. They can FaceTime them at any moment's notice. But when you listen to John Schneider and George Payton talk about why the deal got done, it's because every single day at the combine, they met. Every stinking day at the combine, they met in secret, you know, under the ground locations, hotel rooms, shitty ass restaurants that no one would be at. They talked every single day. I haven't seen any stories, but I would be shocked if Tom Telesco and Ryan Poles, the Khalil Mack trade, weren't meeting at the combine multiple times in person. Because there's nothing more powerful than that. It's why we see so many deals right after the combine. Because you think all these guys have been talking on the phone and emails for weeks. But then once they get together, the game changes. And I think this week for guys like Baker Mayfield, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo, if conversations are going to happen, or at least be set maybe for the draft, it's going to happen this week with the general managers and head coaches all being under the same roof. Because they don't really have that much to do. And conversations are going to happen. I saw Rich Samini. He had a story about the Jets potentially trading for or trying to trade for. I don't think any of these guys are on the block. DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Deebo Samuel. If any of those guys end up getting traded, I would imagine the reason the conversations will start this week. So now who knows? Maybe we get to a lull now and the madness stops because it's going to be hard for the madness to continue forever at the rate in which it was going. But these people being around each other under the same roof, that will move the needle. Okay, there's a story out of the Charlotte Observer that's a newspaper in the South that covers the Carolina Panthers. I think they're beat guy. That the Carolina Panthers have three first-round grades on quarterbacks. And when I saw this headline and then I looked, I went, that's a little weird. Because one, what team in their right mind on March 27th is telling anyone in the media what their draft grades are right now? How does that behoove them at all? And if that is true, that's insane to me. That to me is stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Now, the three quarterbacks, I think, are widely viewed as the three most talented guys. There's a fourth, too. But the three guys they had was Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett, and Matt Corral, the quarterback at Ole Miss. Some people might have Desmond Ridder in that class, but according to the Charlotte Observer, they had three quarterbacks. So to me, they're either lying to the newspaper to try to get this out there, try to get people off the scent, or this is where I do wonder if the owner is starting to get a little weird, starting to get a little tiresome, starting to get a little impatient, and he's yapping. Because I do think for years we've seen, like with Cleveland and some of these dysfunctional ownership groups, is they can't help but keep their mouth shut because their team sucks. They feel they need to start controlling the message. If David Tepper leaked this story, the Carolina Panthers are in major trouble for years to come. Now, David Tepper, as a businessman, he's one of the greatest stock traders in the history of the stock market. There's not even, I mean, he's on a short list behind like Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets now, Warren Buffett. Like, he's elite. He's an all-timer. But just because you're great at one thing doesn't mean you're going to be a great owner. We've seen it over and over. Jimmy Haslam, great at stealing money from the truckers. Boom, owns an NFL team. It's been a debacle. Right? Shad Khan, everywhere he goes, every business, prints cash. The Jaguars are a complete joke. This guy, elite guy on Wall Street. The Panthers have been a disaster since he's owned the team. And to me, if they're leaking this to lie to keep people off the scent, I don't know why they would. Like, what, are you going to pick Desmond Ridder number six? You don't want anyone to know that? That seems a little weird. That would be an all-time overdraft. This does reek of the owner, because this would not, if you're the GM of the Panthers, you would not be telling anyone this right now. And if you're the Panthers head coach, unless like you know you're going to get fired after the draft, but why would they fire you after the draft? It would make no sense. So to me, it's hard to feel either one of those two guys are the culprit. This has the owner written all over, if this is a true story. And I could see the owner, this is his bad owner syndrome. Usually owners, when they first start and they pay a bunch of money for a team and things are not going well, they just can't help themselves. Because this guy on Wall Street running firms is used to being in full complete control. He knows more than everyone else in his industry except like five guys. Yet in this thing, he knows nothing. He can't do anything. He feels like he's just a complete role player, even though he's cashing and signing all the checks. And he signs this sweet college coach he thinks who's been a disaster. They have no quarterback. Right now, it feels like they have no future. They're going nowhere fast. And if it is the owner leaking this, the Panthers are in major trouble for the foreseeable future. But we'll see if more leaks come out of Carolina. Something to keep an eye on. They're a franchise that could get weird fast. I got them red flagged big time. We'll have a podcast Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, weekend mailbag. Keep it rolling. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. Slide right in. And see everyone soon. Peace.
The Volume.
Are you looking for the hottest gambling advice out there? Check out the Moneyline Monaco podcast, powered by FanDuel, every weekday. Our guy Alex Monaco will give you his best bets, including game picks, props, same game parlays, and much more. Monaco is in another groove and has won nearly 60% of his bets all time. So don't miss your chance to make some money by downloading the Moneyline Monaco wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volumes Podcast Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.